back to Miami as soon as I get my fare. I know I'm gonna find a pretty girl there in Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami. In Miami.
I'll find a pretty girl down there.
Ja-da-da.
They know how to love you and treat you right. They have a beach party every night in Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
They've got them pretty girls down there. I've been to Atlanta and Kansas City too. I love the things that them folks do. But let me tell you people about this place I know. If you ain't been in Miami, that's the place to go. To Miami.
To Miami.
Yeah, Miami. Back to Miami and get myself some you. De Leon done found a fountain there. I declare now it's the truth. In Miami.
In Miami.
It's in Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
In Miami.
They got them pretty girls down there.
Ooh,
mercy. Where my ticket and thing? I want a jet stream liner. A non-stop plane. Bye-bye, I'm gone. Bye-bye now, I'm gone.
Eugene Church, song called Miami, 1959. Went up to number 67 on the pop charts. It was a number 14 hit on the R&B charts for Eugene. Guy that came out of St. Louis but was raised in L.A., and part of that West Coast sound. And he worked with Jesse Belvin for a while, I think, in a group or two. And Jesse was a big singer also on that West Coast and had some good sounds too. But Eugene Church had another song called Pretty Girls Everywhere, and that was a real good song too. I liked what he sang. He had some good songs. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And let's go right up back to the music. We got Jimmy Ruffin going to get us started. The Aquatones, and then the Turks, a little doo-wop sound by them. So let's go right now with Jimmy Ruffin in a song called What Becomes of the Broken Hearted.
This land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted, who had love that's now departed? Some kind of
hard way. Oh, Father Time, minutes into hours, and hours into days, you just keep
ticking,
always. Ooh, oh, Father Time, ooh, what's in the future?
Father Time, 1958, a song that didn't chart, but I've always liked that song. It's a good, good sound. It's on the Keen label, K-E-E-N. And I mentioned Jesse Belvin at the top of the show with Eugene Church. Jesse also sang a little bit of time with the Turks. So he was out there. Jesse was kind of all over the place. He also did some writing. Of course, had some hits of his own, too. And, of course, Guess Who was a big hit by Jesse. But this was the Turks and a little song called Father Time. Before that, Aquatones, a song called So Fine. Another song that didn't chart, came out in 1958 on the Fargo label. And this group had two pop hits between 58 and 61. They were out there doing a little singing and had some good songs. I like this one, So Fine. The flip side of this one is Say You'll Be Mine. And you may know them from a song they did called You. And I think that was a charted song by them also, the Aquatones. And then What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, Jimmy Ruffin, 1966, number 7 on the pop charts, number 6 on the R&B charts. Of course, David Ruffin of the Temptations was his brother. And Jimmy had a good singing career, too, and that's always been a real, real good song right there. I've always liked that one. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Times coming in, then Crystal Gale, and then Creedence Clearwater. So let's do right now a big song, big hit by the Times called So Much in Love.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone, so in love are we two that we don't know what to do. So in love,
so in love,
in the world of our own,
so in love,
as we stroll.
So in love,
we stroll along together,
Nobody holds me like you can. Lately you've been holding me back. It's time to let you know. It's time to let me go. Gotta get a hold of myself. Reckon I need to see a few new places. Little time alone will do me good. Being without you, I'll be thinking about you. Gotta reach beyond you, beyond. Nothing I've ever done's been harder. All these years, no one's been closer. Can't sweep you under my bed. Just can't shake my head and expect my wanting you to shake away. Reckon it's time to find a few new faces. Little time alone will do me good. Being without you, I'll be thinking about you. Gotta reach beyond you, beyond.
Why do they?
Time is the Right Time, Creedence Clearwater's version of that. Of course, Ray Charles did that, and quite a few other people over the years have done that song. But that's a good hit by the MSRA. No, it wasn't a hit. I'm sorry, it was 1969. It came off an LP they did called Green River. And, of course, a lot of their early LPs like that just loaded with good sounds, and that is definitely one of them. And they had seven of their hits. Seven of them were double-sided 45 hits, which means both sides were charted. And so that's 14 songs out of the 20 that they had on the pop charts were double-sided 45 hits. So they had a lot of those double-sided hits because they just had so much good music. A group that started out as the Gollywogs. And in 1966, they had a song called Brown Eyed Girl, and it's not the Van Johnson song. Van Johnson. I don't believe Van Johnson did anything that I know of. Van Morrison. Brown Eyed Girl by the Gollywogs. And so they've been out there a long, long time and had a lot of hits over the years. Crystal Gale before that, 1978. Song that didn't chart, another LP cut on the LP called We Should Be Together. And a good song by her. Now, the flip side charted called Ready for the Times to Get Better. It charted on the pop and the country charts. And but this song, Beyond You, is one of my favorites that she did over the years. I was fortunate to get to see her twice in concert and really enjoyed the Crystal Gale years and hope she's doing well. And let's see what else we had here. We've got The Time, So Much in Love, 1963, number one on the pop charts, number four on the R&B charts, a group out of Philly. And this is a group that backed other singers. They call themselves the Jewels. Was not the same group, though, that did Heart of Stone, but Hearts of Stone. But this is The Times, and good sound by them. Now, if you look for that 45, by the way, you're going to find some that the title says So Much in Love, and some just says So in Love. And I think the ones that say So in Love has a little more value to it, nothing major, but I think there is a slight difference in value on some of them. So if you happen to look for that one, you look for So Much in Love, or you can find it as So in Love. Okay, let's keep going. We got the C Notes going to get us started, the Orlons, then the Eagles. So let's go right now. Let's see, we got the C Notes doing Last Saturday Night.
a really smart so good.
In my opinion, one of the great songs that never charted. The Eagles, of course, wrote it, did it. It came on an LP called Desperado, 1973. The LP was a Grammy Hall of Fame LP, but it just didn't make the Billboard pop charts for some reason. But boy, it got airplay. And then Linda Ronstadt did it in 74, and what a version she did of it. Hers didn't chart. The flip side of her version charted, a little song called Colorado. It only made it to number 108. But her version and the Eagles version just got play after play on these LP stations and rock radio stations, classic rock stations. But it just never charted for some reason. But boy, what a great, great song. The Eagles, Desperado. The Orlines before that, Wawatosee, 1962. This one did chart for them. It went up to number 2 on the pop charts, number 5 on the R&B charts. A group that came out of Philadelphia. A group that had 3 females and a male in it. So a little mixed group there. So good sound. Orlines had a lot of good hits. And the Sea Notes, 1959, a song that didn't chart, Last Saturday Night. Came out on the ARC label, A-R-C label. And good sound by them. Not a very expensive record if you're looking for it. And they're also known as the Gentletones. I'm not sure if they recorded anything by the Gentletones. I believe they did, but I'm not real sure about that. But anyway, they're also known as the Gentletones. But that's the C Notes, Last Saturday Night. Okay, Chuck Willis going to get us started. Then Stevie Nicks, and then Jerry Lee Lewis. So let's go right now. Chuck Willis and Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes. Shoot, bop.
My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. You know I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. That music gotta be that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. Yes, I will do my homework, clean the yard every day. Yes, I will wash those dishes, I'll do anything you say. They said that rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because my feet start moving every time I hear those blues. That rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes, because I get that feeling every time I hear the blues. Because my feet start moving every time I hear the blues.
Shoop, bop,
I love. humanity is forever. So darling, have no fear. My love for you will last and last a million, million years. When will I say goodbye? Break your heart and make you cry. Tell you to forget about me. Exactly 1 minute past eternity. Eternity is forever, so darling, have no fear. My love for you will last and last a million, million years. When will I say goodbye? Break your heart and make you cry. Tell you to forget about me. Exactly 1 minute past eternity. Exactly 1 minute past eternity.
The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, 1 minute past eternity, one of his country hits. He went up to number 2 in 1969 on the pop, on the country western charts. It didn't do anything on the pop charts, but it wasn't designed to. But like that sound, Jerry Lee. He had all kind of hits. He rock and rolled everybody, and then he got into country, but he still did some good rocking in the countryside, too. This song here came out in 1969, but it was recorded Sun Studio in August of 1963, so 6 years later before it was even put out. So good sound by him, a guy that was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986 and well, well deserved. Still out there living. He's part of that group that's hanging in there that we still got with us from those days of good rock and roll. Stevie Nicks before that, 1982, number 12 on the pop charts, came off a song called, came off an LP called the Mirage LP with Fleetwood Mac. Gypsy is the name of the song. She did a demo of that in 1980 and just kind of saved it. Didn't use it for a while. I'm going to do it as a solo, then wound up saying, okay, let's do it as a group. So they did it as the group Fleetwood Mac. And the reason she was waiting was this was a song she wrote, which was inspired. She was inspired by her early times when she and Lindsey Buckingham were together as a couple and didn't have much. And they were the Buckingham Nicks at the time, and she was living and she was working as a cleaning lady and as a waitress and doing the singing too, doing the group stuff. And they finally made it big, but she remembers not having anything. In fact, if in the song you'll hear the words going back to the Velvet Underground, and then she says back to the floor. And the Velvet Underground was a clothes store out in San Francisco where she bought her clothes. And back to the floor was because she and Lindsey didn't have a bed frame or a headboard. They just had a mattress, and it was on the floor. And she just remembers those days and wants to remember her roots. So good, good sound by her, Gypsy, Stevie Nicks, 1982. Chuck Willis, Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes. I'll send that out to a good friend of mine, Larry. Larry got into some Chuck Willis a while back and had not been familiar with this song and asked me about it, and I told him what little I knew about it, and so I thought I'd just play it for him today. 1958, number 24 on the pop charts, number 9 on the R&B charts. But you flip this over, and that's what you get. You get another hit, number 9 on the pop charts, What Am I Living For? So if you got What Am I Living For and you like this one you just heard, just flip it over. Guy that came out of Atlanta, Georgia, known as King of the Stroll, and also known as Sheik of the Blues. He wore a turban sometimes, so he got the name of the Sheik. So, okay, let's keep going. We've got Jimmy Clanton going to come in. The Drifters are going to be here. But to get us going, and I mean really get us going, if you like the song Roll Over Beethoven, let's see if you like this version. This is Mountain. You remember Mountain had that big hit, Mississippi Queen. Well, they're going to rock and roll you for a little while here. So if you like softer or calmer music, forgive me a little bit. I'm going to have to play this one for you. This is an LP cut from 1971. So this is Mountain and Roll Over Beethoven.
Thank you. survived. She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is the Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say there's seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. More than seven wonders in the world, I just met number eight. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I hope she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me.
If I got on my knees and I plead with you not to go but to stay in my arms, would you walk out the door like you did once before? Would this time be different? Would you stay?
Don't go.
Please stay.
Don't go.
If I call out your name like a prayer tonight, would you leave me alone with my tears, knowing I need your soul? Would you still turn and go? Would this time be different in some way?
Don't go.
Please stay.
Don't go.
You took me away from the rest of the world when you taught me to love you like this. Now I hang my thread in the canyon of doom, but I still can be saved by your kiss. If I got on my knees and I pleaded with you not to go but to stay in my arms, would you walk out the door like you did once before? Would this time be different? Would you stay?
Don't go.
Please stay.
Don't go.
Please stay.
Don't go.
Drifters, one of my favorite songs they did, Please Stay, 1961. Went up to number 14 on the pop charts, number 13 on the R&B charts. And a good, good sound by the guys, the Drifters. Jimmy Clanton before that, 1962, number 7 pop chart hit for him. Guy that was came out of Louisiana and recorded down there in Louisiana. In fact, some of the people he recorded on his records was, you remember, Huey Piano Smith, Lee Allen, and Earl King on drums. Lee Allen was the saxophone player, I believe it was. And so he had some good, good musicians backing him on his music. So but that was Venus in Blue Jeans, Jimmy Clanton, 1962. And we got it started with Roll Over Beethoven, Mountain, 1971, a song that didn't chart. I don't know how much airplay it got. I just know that when I bought their albums, I heard that one, and I kept playing it a lot more than I did some of their other stuff. But I did like that version. That's on the LP called Flowers of Evil, by Mountain. So good sound by them. Okay, let's see. We're going to do our double play of the day in the next set. Conway Twitty is going to get us started. And then we're going to do a little something different here. We're going to do a song called The Story of Bo Diddley. And we're going to let Bo Diddley do it first. Then we're going to do The Story of Bo Diddley. And we're going to let the Animals do their, not their version of it. It's an entirely different song. But you'll hear the difference. Bo's talking about Bo growing up becoming a guitar player. The Animals are going to talk about being a fan of Bo Diddley and how they were playing one night, and Bo Diddley walked into where they were performing. And just a little fun song they did about the story of Bo Diddley. So we're playing two songs, both of them the same title, The Story of Bo Diddley. Okay, let's go right now. We got Conway Twitty, and before he got into country, you know, he had some rockabilly style hits, rocker hits. Tried to make it on the pop scene, but didn't do as well. Had a few good songs, but wound up on the countryside. But this is one he did not chart for him from 1958 on the Mercury label. And it's a song called Double Talk Baby.
Double talk all day long. Double talk right or wrong. Double talk all the time. It just about make me lose my mind. Yeah. Well, I fell for you, baby, when you roll your eyes. I try to make you love me, but you had me hypnotized. You look like an angel when you go for a walk, but all you wanna do is give me double talk. You just a double talk all day long. Double talk right or wrong. Double talk all the time. Just about making me lose my mind. Double talk when I ask for a chance. You give me double talk when I need a romance. My soul wants to tell you just how I feel. Stop all your fooling and your double talking deal. You just a double talk all day long. Double talk right or wrong. Double talk all the time. It just about make me lose my mind. Listen to me, baby, take my advice. Stop your double talk, cause it ain't paradise. I'm tired of you talking and the things you do. I'm gonna turn around and I double talk to you. You just double talk all day long. Double talk right or wrong. Double talk all the time. It just about make me lose my mind.
About 12 o'clock I come in this world playing a gold guitar. My papa walk around sticking out his chest. Oh, the mama, this boy, he gonna be a mess. Yeah. Just to hear my little guitar sound. Now some of them said I had what it takes. If I keep on practice, I'd be famous one day. Woo, I'm a mess. I'm a killer dealer. Uh-huh. A car drove up with four headlights. Now a man stepped out with a long cigar. He said, sign this line and I can make you a star. I said, so what's in it, man? What what's in it for me? He says, I play your guitar, son, and wait and see. Yeah, I am. The girls like me. They say it's crazy. Sound nice. My first engagement was in Chicago. I played for some people I'd never seen before. It was good too.
Club of Go-Go in Newcastle, our hometown. the doors opened one night, and to our surprise, walked in the man himself, Bo Diddley. Along with him was Jerome Green, his maraca man, and the Duchess, his gorgeous sister. Now we doing that. We're doing this number. Along with them came Rolling Stones and the Mersey Beats. They all stand around digging it. And I overheard Bo Diddley talking. He turned around to Jerome Green. He said, "Hey, Jerome, what do you think of these guys doing our material?" Jerome said, "Where's the ball, man? Please show me to the ball." He turned around to Dutchess and he said, "Hey, Dutch, what do you think of these young guys doing our material?" She said, "I don't know. I only came across here to see the changing of the guards and all that jam." But Bo Diddley looked up at me and he said, with half-closed eyes and a smile, he said, "Man," he took off his glasses. He said, "Man, that sure is the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard in my life."
That Bo Diddley beat. That's the Animals from their album called Animal Tracks. It came out in 1965. The story of Bo Diddley, how he came in there and started talking to the guys there when they were performing somewhere. So good sound by the Animals off their LP, the Animal Tracks. And before that, Bo Diddley singing about Bo Diddley, the story of Bo Diddley. And 1959, didn't chart, came off his LP called Bo Diddley in the Spotlight. And nice sound by old Bo, and got that Bo Diddley beat going there, too. So that's our double play of the day today, talking about the story of Bo Diddley. Two different versions of it, one by Bo and one by the Animals. Okay, and then Conway Twitty got us started from 1958, Double Talk Baby on the Mercury label, a song that didn't chart for him. And he kept trying to do that pop and rock scene, but he wound up in country, and I think he made the right choice. I liked his early stuff, but he did some great, great country sounds. All right, we're going to have to get out of here in a minute, so let's squeeze in three more. We got a doo-wop coming in by the Infatuators. Carla Thomas doing a little answer song, and then Dale Vaughn. So he's going to do a rocker for you, so get ready there. Let's do the Infatuators and a song called Where Are You?
The day when you walked out on me, you said you wanted to be free. But there's one thing I got to know, and that is
where are you?
I've been walking the streets, hoping that somehow we would meet. But I see it's in vain that I see. Still, I'd like to know.
Where are you?
Yes, my lover.
much in love with me. I give you love, just as much in love with me. Ooh, baby, how can you be mean to me? Let's go.
Dale Vaughn and the Star Notes. There's your rocker going right there. A song that didn't chart. 1958. There was just so much good rock and roll going on, they couldn't play it all. But that one sure would have been a good song on the radio. And that's on the Vaughn label, V-O-N. And due to the fact it didn't chart, wasn't very many of them printed. Thus, if you're looking for that song, get ready. $800 to $1,000 for a copy of it in real, real good shape. So you might want to look for the bootleg that came out in 74, and it's not going to be as much. You may pay 5 or 10 for it. But if you are looking for the original, don't be fooled by a bootleg. Now, they all look the same, but you can tell usually by the vinyl or the thickness of it. There's different reasons, different ways you can tell bootlegs that came out. Sometimes it's the thickness of the vinyl. Sometimes it's the stamp inside the dead wax. So just be careful there if you're looking for that one. Dale Vaughn, the Star Notes. Carla Thomas, 1962, answering to Sam Cooke's Bring It On Home to Me. She said, I'll bring it home to you. Carla Thomas, 1962, went up to number 41 on the pop charts, number 9 on the R&B charts. Carla, of course, was the daughter of Rufus Thomas, who was a DJ there in Memphis and wound up doing a lot of singing of his own. Had quite a few hits about walking the dogs. So good stuff by him. But that's a good one by Carla. She has some great, great songs. She was known as Queen of Memphis Soul and well-deserved there. Where Are You? The Infatuators, a song that didn't chart, came out in 1961 on the Destiny label. You flip that one over and there's a song called I Found My Love. And I wonder if when they wrote Where Are You, and then you flip it over, I Found My Love, were they answering the song we played today on the flip side? I'm not sure. Never heard anybody really say. I've always said it was an answer song on the flip side. But it was on the Destiny label. Now, the VJ label put this song out, too. And it's called Where Are You? But instead of I Found My Love, it's just called Found My Love. So, and there was another label, too, that did it shortly after 61 that put it out. And they just called it Found My Love. So, anyway, there's your fun one to find. Where Are You? And flip it over, you got the answer. I Found My Love. All right, we got to go. Thanks for listening to the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get out of here. We always play an instrumental song leaving you, so we're going to do one called Mexico by Bob Moore. And some of you remember that one because this was a charted song. 1961, went up to number 7 on the pop charts, number 22 on the R&B charts. Guy that came out of Nashville. He played bass, and he was a big, big session player up there in Nashville and on a lot of songs. And he led the band that backed Roy Orbison on all his Monument label recordings. So if you got some Roy Orbison on Monument, you got this guy here, Bob Moore, probably playing the bass. But one thing for sure, he's leading the band on those recordings by Roy on Monument. But anyway, this is Bob Moore and his orchestra, 1961, Mexico. We'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.